in this week's Parshah, Emor speaks about, you know, coin eating truma, when he eats, who can eat. The Pasuk says, in Perek HaBayis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the coin, ki ikne nefesh, kini kasboi, hu yorecho boi. Coin, that when he acquires a nefesh, that's kini kasboi, it eats truma. Now, who is this kini kasboi? So Rashi in the Pasuk brings down, first it says, is it ever knani? Somebody you acquire an ever knani, since he is kini kasboi, you own him, therefore you can eat truma. Second shot Rashi brings down, is an isha. Not second shot, he says, also an isha, since you acquire her, she can eat truma. And he also brings the second pasuk that an isha can eat truma, because it says, called Torah Besecha, Yerichol Oisai, pasuk in Korach, that anyone's a Torah in your house, and a chanami, they can also eat truma. So we have two psukim by an isha, why they can eat truma. Either because it says, can you cast boy, or because it says, called Torah Besecha, Yerichol Oisai. That's mean Klerach Hakira, what is the reason, or when you make eris into your wife, to an isha, what is pshat? Is pshat that stam when you make eris into their shibudim, their chiyuvim, that she has to do for you, but of course you don't own her, lamashal, by your father to a son has a chiyuv covered to his parents, yiru to his parents, but about it, this father does not own the child, it's not ownership, it's just shibudim on the isha, on the child to the father, or, and that's how isha is also, what do you say? No, that a wife is like a shivcha, just like when you acquire a shivcha, there's a mamash a kinyan mamon, you own it literally. Who did an isha you own? Is pshat that you own the isha? Or is pshat, no, this time she wouldn't isha has to the baal. So the poshet pshat in the pasuk, kinyan kasboi, which is going on isha, Rashi says, is that you own the isha. Your mamash, you own your wife. You want to make erisin, she is your property. And get in that phase of nalav, the Mishnah says, maybe get me a yam. So the end of the Mishnah, some have enough phase, others shouldn't have enough test. The Mishnah says, maybe get by Yisrael, ain't shuv shiyomim poin nechta v'poin nechtam. In fact, we've shown him here in that phase or in that test. Maisa, why don't we say Tanina Mezuyev? Just like when you bring a shtar to a Yisayim Lekuchos, a Tanina Mezuyev for the Yisayim Lekuchos, here also, let Tanina Mezuyev for the Baal. The Baal is losing out the Isha. So the Ritva answers, the Ritva and Ksaviyad, Ein Isha Mamoyne Shabbat. You don't own your wife. Your Pasha, she's not yours. The Chura, it's a Stira. The Pasuk says, Kini Kasplay, she eats Shumo, because it's Kesef. Kini Kasplay, you own her. Mashenki the Ritva is saying, Ein Isha Mamoyne Shabbat. So what's Pshat? So Vishlam and the Ritva, you can answer the Ritva's Lishita saying, there are two psukim in the Rashi brings down. One is the Kotor Be'Secha, and one is Kini Kasboi. So the Ritva, in Ksubis, Nachlin Ches says, what do you need two psukim for? Why two psukim? So the Ritva answers, Enech Nami, Kini Kasboi, the Smachtim Alma. This is that the Gemara always brings down in Kedushin Afei, in other places, it's Pasuk Kini Kasboi, for an Isha, it's not true, it's Rabbi Klamilsus, it's a Smachtim Alma, and the Ikka Pasuk is Kotor Be'Secha. And if Lami, Kini Kasboi is not going to Isha, why? And very good, Ein Isha Mon Shabbat, the Ritva is very good. However, the Maaseh Rashi in the Pasuk, he says that both Pesukim is going on Isha, one in two Pesukim, the Parshim explained, one for Erisin, and one for Nesuin. Also, the other Rishonim argue, Tosfos and Yevamah Staf Samaches says, no, the Pasuk called Torah Besecha, that's Nesmachta, that's a Sefri Ba'alma. Kini Kasboi, the Gemara is all over, bring down, the Isha is the Chi of Chuma, or so you can eat Chuma from Kini Kasboi, that's the Ikka Joshua. Tosfos holds Ikka Joshua, Kini Kasboi, Rashi holds both are Ikka Joshua. So Maaseh, according to them, it sounds like an Isha is the Mon Shabbat. However, to say the Rashi holds Isha Mon Shabbat is not that way, because in Ksubas, Nachman Zayim and Beis, there's a Ksav Yad from Rashi, that the Shitu Mekubesis brings down, that says, and Rashi says, Kinin Kasboi does not mean a Kinin of Mammon, it means Kinin Kasboi, a Kinin Ali De Mammon. Kinin through Kesem, that the reason why Isha eats Truma is not because she is money, but because she's kind of through money, just like an Eved, you can acquire him through money, therefore eats Truma. Who didn't Isha, since you can kind of one of the ways is through Kesem, therefore she eats Truma. And why by Shtar Bios, Rashi and Ches says, Kilimak Shavais La Dodi. V'etzem, kinin kasboi does not mean you own it, but it means that you kind of through kesef. So again, you have the Ritva says, in isha mono shabal, and kinin kasboi, the posik, can either mean kinin alidei kesef, like Rashi learns, or the Ritva learns, it's machta ba'alma. Tosfos, by us, and the Rosh, Tosfos Rosh, they answer, why do you say tanina by an isha, tanina mezuyah? So Tosfos says, mishum iguno kilber abadam, al tziguno w'mekel. W'mekel, because it's al tziguno. So why don't they answer like the Ritva? Why don't they answer like the Ritva, in isha mono shabal? They argue, don't they argue? So that's Mikinesk and other Shaila. Gemara says, again, the Rishonim is Tanina Mezuyah. What's the case? Comparing it to Yisayimim. The Yisayimim is you bring a shtar to the Yosim, and he's Tanina Mezuyah for the one you bring it to. So over here by Get, the Shliach is bringing a Get to the Isha. Who is Tanina Mezuyah? The one who it's coming from. That's the one you bring it to. What do we tie mazui for the isha? Why is it all the rishon asking tanya mazui for the baal, tanya for the isha? She's losing mazainus. Tav lemesim, tav ledu lemesim armlo. She wants to stay married, especially after some soifa learns the mishnah. He learns that the whole case, the first some soifa, the mishnah is talking about chayin, that he really likes her. He's just doing it for her own to Ellis. She sees a get from her husband that he likes her. Tanya mazui for her. Why do we tanya mazui for her? Elamai. You can say that the reason why not is because I won't agree that ain baal moina shal isha. Of course, the isha does not own her husband. That's partial. So Tosfos agrees. Everyone agrees that we don't tain her for the isha because the baal is not owned by the isha. You can't tain the mazui for something that she does not own. So why doesn't Tosfos say vice versa for the baal ain isha moina shal baal? So of course, it's mashma that if Nami Tosfos holds that isha is moina shal baal. That's the course mashma. Just being free rise to this. That Tosfos argues and holds isha is moina shal baal. Is one in the Ksubis and that phrase, the Gemara says, Mishnah says that when you mekadesh an isha after erusin, you wait 12 months. You have nesuin. If you can't get married after 12 months for whatever reason, then he has to give her mazainus. The Gemara says, let's say she got sick, it's her fault. The Gemara has it sad to say, still she gets mazainus. The staff caused the dayu. Explains the Rishonim, it's his mazel caused it. Maslechagoram, his mazel. Correct the Rishonim. Why say it's his mazel caused it? Say it's her fault. Say she got sick. Say mazlogarim. Say her mazel caused it. So end for Tosfos. Why? Because Isa an isha is sada shal baal, but in baal sada shal isha. An isha is a sada of a husband. She owns him, or even more. The Rosh says over there. Tosfos Rosh, the Rosh in the Chuvis, explains that the reason why is because the isha kinin kaspo shal ish k'moy avdoi shoyer v'chamori. An isha is what? Like an evit. It doesn't stop at evit. K'moy shoyer v'chamori. Tosfos the Rosh, they say clearly that an isha is kinin kaspo. You mamash own the isha. You mamash own the isha. However, the Ritva is the same kasha. I might say mazlagorim. The Ritva answers over there. Why not? He says why? Because Pruva is a chiv on the baal. So again, we see the Tosfos and the Rosh over there say that isha is a soda. It's k'moy avdu yishor k'moy. You mamash own your wife. But again, the Ritva gives a different title. As Pruva, it sounds like Ritva, like for us, the Shutosai, ain isha mamonu shabal. But I also see over there that the Rosh says, explains the Losh in Kinin Kaspoi. He said, the Kinin Kaspoi shall ish, come out of Shoei v'chamoroi. So he's teaching the Pasuk Kinin Kaspoi, not like Rashi, Kinin Alidei Kesev, or like the ritual is a smach to Balmo. But Kinin Kaspoi, literally, is Kinin Momen. Again, the second writer, he holds the Shitosai, the Kinin Kaspoi, the Isha you literally own, you own your wife, and she's not Stam, a Kin Isser, or Stam, there's no Momen at all, you Mamish owner. The third writer is the Momen of Kedushin. That the isha is mekadesh b'kesef, the gemara learns out kicha kicha mistei efron. In fact, the rishonim we've learned out from mistei efron. If so, let's be kind of isha with a chazaka, make a chazaka and be kind of also. So the Ritva answers like he says over here, ain isha manu shaval. He says, well, they're also a chazaka. Make a chazaka and wife, you don't own her. Ain gufa konan, you should also. However, Tosfos, he has diff malach over there. Also, he has diff malach and daf gimel to answer why don't make chazaka. He doesn't say like Tosfos, like the Ritva, because he holds isha is manu shaval. So because we have two shitas. Do you own your wife or not? You have the Shitas of Tosfos, who he only says Mishum Guna Kilvar Abonon, does not say like the Ritva. He holds like K'moy Avdei Shor B'Chamor, you literally own your wife. And then you have the Shitas of Ritva, Ein Ishim Amoyne Shabal. What about the other Rishonim? How did they learn? So, the Rashba, in Kedushin, Nafkimul, he asks the same question, why do you make a kind of chazaka on your wife to make Erusin on her? Just like Kesev Uda Chazaka. So your first answer is Ein the isha you're not going to go. You're not going to go. Then he goes on, he shrugs up for a different reason, he goes on. But it sounds like the Ritva, your mamash don't own your wife. And Avav, on the Kedushin, he says, I'm kadosh b'milvo en mukdeshes, al tzribis, but nos milvo minatoris mukdeshes. But the Rajba, why nos milvo is mukdeshes, the mice, you're getting an isha, you're getting a girl. So the Rajba answers over there, gufa mamash lo konile. The guf itself, mamash not koino. So it sounds like, again, like the Ritva, ain't isha manish abal. So if so, and that phase in Gittin, what should he answer? Why don't we say Tanina Mazuyev? You should say Ein Ishu B'Manu Shabal. However, if you look in that test, what does he answer? He first says like Tosfos, Mishum Guna Akilu Barabanam, and then says Inami. He says Inami that the reason that you don't say Tanina Mazuyev is Loim like Bina Minei the Baal Midi. The Baal is not collecting any. She's not taking anything away from the Baal. The Baal is not losing the Isha. Elaf Goyim Amoynoi. She's only being Mafkia the moment. The Taitchwoods are. Saying that she's only mafkia the moment, meaning he's not losing anything. She's just stopping him from getting her. So the Taitra does, she is Mammon, except it's Afgurim Mammon. The Rashba is learning, Be'etzim Isha is Mammon, except he's being Mafgir the Mammon. Like any sheep, he's Mafgir, but Be'etzim it's Mammon, it's Mammon. It's not taking anything away, but Afgurim Mammon. So of course, it's due to the Rashba. The Rashba, Afgimel, Afvav, and Kedushin says that Pashas, any Shemano Shabal, Mashenkin over here in Aftes, he says, that he says it's only Mafgir the Mammon. That's what I'm going to ask. The fourth Rashba that I'm going to bring down is Rashba in by us in Gittin Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara says, when you give a get to an Isha, Almanas, that she gives you Masayim Zuz, can she give you the Masayim Zuz Bal Karfay? Could she give you 200 Zuz against your will and get the divorce? So, for Kiradba, what we see get is Bal Karfay, and the Sino of a get is he can give her a get Bal Karfay. So he says, no, it's the difference between him giving Bal Karfay and she giving Bal Karfay. He can give her a get Bal Karfay. Why? Because she does not own him. He just take getting rid of what he owns. He can be mafko, get rid of his shor, his pen, whatever he wants. He get rid of the isha. She does not own it. Mashenkin, he says that for her to give 200 zuz against his will and the mailer, he loses his wife. He says the isha zu knuyihi etzar baal. This isha is owned by the baal. The knuyi kari rachmana. The Torah calls the kinyan kikach ish isha. The kinyan kaspoi hu kinamin and kinyan kaspoi. Literally, you own your wife. First we see he learns kinyan kaspoi, literally that means kinyan of mammon. Moedi says you own it. Choriath for Rashba, and each Rashba is saying something differently. The Rashba by Chazak, the way to make a kinyan, he says, because you're not going to go. The Rashba by Ribbit says, goofy, mamish leikono. A little bit yar, but mamish you're not. Yet he says, by us, why the reason why you don't tie him a zuliya, because akurma moedi, that's in this moment, she's just holding it back from him. Then he says, no, you own her. Why can he cast for you, and if you can't give him the sinabak korfai? Four different Rashba is saying four different things. So, what's Pshat? Do you own your wife or don't you own your wife? So the Chura, Pshat is, Kenzain is Derech Moshel. It's a Gemara about Kamenayin. Hey, the Gemara says, Moshel, Ruvain steals a chavitz from me. Take something from me. So neither one of us can be Mekadosh. We can make it hektish. Why? The Gemara says, Zeh lefisha ene shaloi, Zeh lefisha ene b'rishusloi. I'm me the owner, he can't be Mekadosh, because it's not a marishus. The Gazlani can't, why? Because it's not his. B'etzim, he does not own it. So the Chura, receiving the Rashba, that's the same thing by an Isha. B'etzim and Isha, it's his mammon. He said clearly it's his mammon. Yet it's not in his rishus. It's like an isha is his mammon. Like any chayes that was stolen, it's not in his rishus. She has to give herself over every time, but it's not in his rishus. It's like again, it's his money, but it's just not in his rishus. So go through all the Rashba, it's very good. The Rashba by us says you don't say tanina mazuyev. Why? Because afkur mamoinai ba'alma, it's only mafkir the mammon. That's when he owns it. But she's stopping him from getting it. Meaning again, it's not his rishus. She's just stopping him from getting what is supposed to be his. The Rashba by a 9-hay that says, in Sid Makor, he's losing a wife, it is kinin, Lamaisa, he owns it. The Rashba in Kedushin says, you can't make kinin chazak on it. Because what's chazak? The whole kinin chazak, be'etzim, it's in my rishus. That's a steer of the isha, it's not really in your rishus. Now the Srivis also, he says, gufe mamash loikon it. Totally, you don't own it. You only own it for a moment, and not for your rishus. You do have to know why it's not rivis. I'll tell you what the get of rivis is. Lamaisa, and Isha again is your mammon, but except it's not new Isha's. So we have, again, three gedarim about owning your wife. You have the Shita's place with the Rosh, the Losh is the Avdei Shoy v'chamari, literally like a Shoy, you own her totally. You have Shita's Ritva in Isha Moina Shabal, and then you have Shita's Rashba that is a mammon, but just not in his Isha's. What's the Rambam Shita? The Rambam and then the Perek Zayin of Gerushin, he says, why don't say Taninan? He says, She'ein Dina Yisum Dinei Mammonis. Isha is not like mammon. So the Olam learns Kapashtis, he was like the Ritva, that the only time you say Taninon is by Mammon when you're losing something. Masha Enkin Isser, ain't done in the Nesurim to the Mammonis, she's only Isser, therefore you don't say Taninon. There's a Rambam in the Dharam, in Perakir Beis, Alokotes. The Rambam says, when an Isha asks Tashmas onto her Baal, it is Nachal. Why? Because she is the Peris of the Baal, and it's like asking Peris Chaveroi Al Chaveroi. And the Rambam continues on further. Let's say the Baal asks himself to the Isha for Tashmish. So the Rambam, the Baal can't do that. Why? Because the Baal's Meshubah to the Isha. The Isha can't do it because she's Peris and asking Peris Chaveri El Chaveri. The Baal can't do it. Why? Because he's Meshubah. So the Achonim Medayik, except Soif and Evan Ezra, and Memdala, the Medayik, we see clearly this, that the Isha is not just a Shibut, but she's Mamas Asada, she's a field. Asking prayers, chaveri l'chaveri. Just like I can't ask her someone's pen on himself, who didn't? She cannot ask herself on her husband because he owns her. It's Paris. He calls it Paris. Mashikin, he can ask her only al Shibud. So the Mdag Dachman, who the Rambam is saying, Isha is an ownership. There is a Paris. He calls it Paris. Paris Kavay al Kavayoi. I the Mice, the Rambam is saying, Ain't it done in a serum to the Mamanis? That means that Isha Lukhu is not Maman. So there are two ways you can answer. One way is how the Lailam wants the Simda Choyd, the Meshav Dabo, the Evan Ozil, Kazan Yechesbel, Chakas Yoiv, all one learning the Rambam. The Be'etzem, Avad and Isha is not Maman. You don't own her. But it's such a thing called Kinin Isser, Kinin Isha's, that you own her for Isser. Now this concept that Choynim is using Yeshiva, Kinin Isser, Be'etzem is a steer of Ne'abe, doesn't make any sense. To say someone is, there's an Isser going on, Isser has nothing to do with Kinyan. Isser means that Halach has changed in the person. A Kinyan means ownership. The word Kinyan Isser, that everyone gets used to saying, oh, well, this, and you think about it, makes absolutely no sense. Kinyan Isser, you can't acquire Isser. Isser is Halach, and Kinyan means ownership. So they mean, as they explain, Kinyan Isser is that true about it, only Isser changes her. But the Torah gave you a partner as strong as a Kinyan. Not as there is a Kinyan. The Chalois of Isser is as strong as a Kinyan. The Torah made the Sheba that she has you, the Chiv of a Kenyan, as strong as a Kenyan. That's Evan Ozil says, and Avi Ezri, that it's not about, there's no Kenyan be'etzem. It's just the strength of a Kenyan. Therefore, the Ramon says, it's asking prayers, Chavei El-Chavei Roy, as the strength of a Kenyan. Therefore, just like Ken asked the prayers, Chavei El-Chavei Roy, who didn't, Isha cannot ask herself upon somebody else, upon her husband. Masha Engi, vice versa. The Baal to the Isha is only a Shebud. And my, what's the difference between Kinyan and Shibud? Why is the Baal only a Shibud to an Isha and the Isha is a Kinyan to the Baal? What's the difference between Kinyan and Shibud? Why, what's the difference in the technically between Kinyan and Shibud? So the Ran explains in the Dorim Memheimah Beis that a Shibud is something that you can stop. So a Shibud is something that I owe you something. If I don't want to give you this, I give you something else. I can take it away from you. I owe you a pen. If I want to give you something else instead, that's a Shibud. A Kinyan is something that you can't stop. Lamashal, an Eved. You own an Eved. You can't stop himself being an Eved. You own him unless it's up to you. It's always in your Rishus until you decide otherwise. That's a Kinyan. A Shibud is a Seichur. You hire him out. If he wants, he can quit. You won't pay him or he owes you money. Well, you can stop. The difference between a Kinyan is something about Korokoi. It's up to you. And Shibud is up to the other person. So, by Isha and Baal also, the same thing. The Shibud over here, let's say, of Tashmish. The Baal, or the marriage, whatever the marriage is, the Baal, if he wants, he has Shibudim to her. If he wants, he gives a gift. It's up to him. He can divorce and get rid of her. Whenever he wants, he can stop the Shibud. He can stop the Chayit. Therefore, it's a Shibud. Mash Engin, the Isha, which is owned by the Baal, she can never stop it. It's always totally up to him. He can do whatever he decides when to give the get, and she's always stuck in the marriage till death to their part. Basically, it's all up to him. Therefore, he has a Kinyan. That's Losh in the Torah of a Kinyan. Kinyan Kaspoy, or Kinyan is Isha, Losh in Kinyan. He owns it, that's strength. Masha Enkin, she is only a Shibud. He has to be in Bizman Azel, the Maisha of the Chayim of Ben Gershim. You can't divorce your wife Al Karachai. So the Chur of Bizman Azel, side the Isha should also have a Kinyan. That means your wife should own you, which I don't want to say, Chas V'Shalom. Your wife can't own you. So let's say you give a get to your wife Bizman Azel Bal Karachai. Is it a good get or not? So it's brought down in Evan Ezra, some Kufi test, of Kohen test, of Pesach Tshuva, that even if you give it to her, some place can hold, it is a good get. Even though you're over the Cherem Ben Geshem, it is a good get. What about the other place can hold, it's not a good get? So the Gemara in the Dorm, on the Chof and Beis, the Gemara says that if a person has a das to divorce his wife, one of the test meters are, if Negush Salev, you have das to divorce your wife, therefore you now have Tashmish, you can stop your Yochivim of Ishus to her. So therefore, even if you can't divorce, you can't give her get the Maisa, still be yodah the Baal to stop the Chiv of Ishus to the Baal, to the Isha. Therefore, even with Zmanazeh, the most it is that a Baal has an Isha is a Shibud and not a Kinyan. Mash Engin the Isha. She's always stuck, the husband, and it's always up to him. Well, so that's one way to learn the Rambam, that Be'etzmi learns like the Ritva Eini Shemana Shabal, except there's a new thing called Kinyan and Isser. There's another way to learn the Rambam, is that, you can ask another shadow thing. Again, the Mepharshim on Abbeis and Gittinis, Tanin and Mezuyiv, they answer. Either Mishum Guna, any Shimon Shabal, different Yotzim. And Aftes, the Mishnah says, Echel Gitte Noshim, Echel Shechur Abadim, they're both equal in the Molifah maybe. They're the same din, you have to say before Nechta, before Nechtam, when you do and when you don't. And that means an Eved Knani, the Pasim Lalocha, I'm sorry, an Eved, when you bring a get to an Eved, the Lalocha is, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't say before Nechta, before Nechtam. You don't have to. Why do you say Tanin and Mezuyiv? Why do you say Tanin and Mezuyiv? Rishonim answer, you don't say Tanina Mazuya by Nishom, Mishum Eguno, or Mishum Enishum Aman Shabal. Eguno applies to an Evid. Enishum Aman Shabal, Avada Evid, Evid Lakula, an Evid Lakuliyam is Moment. No one's going to argue Evid's not Moment. So Bishlam, Eguno, Tosis on that test really says that an Evid applies the concept of Eguno. How does it apply? Because now he's Mutat Ben Chorin, or now he's Chayv Mitzvahs, and the Kalam, the concept of Eguno does apply. So Tosis is very good. But what about the ritual of the Ram, the Rabban, also Enishum Aman Shabal? If so, why do you say Tanina al Mazuyah by the Evid? So Pneshua and Daftes answers, the Be'etzem truth is a moment by an Evid. But when we bring a get, what are we clearing? We're clearing the Isser. Be'etzem we're clearing that the Issurim of the get is a chalapon the Evid or not. It gives the Isser. The moment is a Tetzor, the second act, it's an outcome. Therefore, since we're clearing the Isser, and Isser we don't say Tanina al Mazuyah, because by Isser it's not taking something out. Once you pass him the Issa, the male of the moment is a Tetzah. The Mimosha, in the Simuchav Gimel says by Kerat, that the Ikur is the moment, declare the moment, and then the Issa. But the Maestro, Pnei Yeshua says the Ikur is the Issa, and then afterwards declare the moment. So we can say the same thing by an Isha, to learn the Rambam. Etzem, Isha is a minor Shabbat. Really, you can have the Shabbat, like the Tosfos and the Rosh. However, what do we clear when we give a get? We clear the Isser. It can be worse than the Evid. The Evid is Mamash Moment, the Ikkah is the Isser. Certainly an Isha, we're clearing the Isser. Is she an Ervo? Is she an Isha? Is she not? Once you pass in the Isser, the male of the moment will be a Taitsah. So then an Isha is really Paris. She is, like the Rambam says, she is Paris, she is Moment. Except, we don't say Tanina Mazuya, because ain't any assume Tanina Moment is, because we're clearing about the Isser Shaboy. A male after the Isser, we say she's not married, the male will be passing for the Moment. So again, we have three shitas. If you own your wife, again, the Rashba holds an in-between stage that the owner accepts it to Akbar Mimainai. The Ritva holds Eni Shimon Shabal, and Tosfos Rosh holds it is Moment, Mamash Kamoy Abdo Yishoy V'chamoyoy. Now this Indian that you own your wife, for what do you own her for? For what? Now what are we talking about you owning her for? So the Pasuk Kini Kasboy, as the Gemara says, going by Erisin. The Gemara in Ksubas, the Stab Chosdeo is going by Erisin. That means you own her from Erisin. What do you own her from Erisin? Mitzia, Maisidea, Mechosim, Yerusha, you own those things from Erisin. The Mishabura said in Simon Shin Lamates, Sukkot Tezvok, you don't own them from Erisin, it's all from the Suin. Void of these things, even Minatoro. Even let's say you own it from Erisin, but it's not even from the Suin, but it's Minatoro. Mitzia, Maisidea, and Mechosim, Lekuli Alma, the Rambam says in Isha's Perak Yubayz, is only Mirabonim. So I can say the Kinin Kasper is the Kinin Minatoro. Even Yerusha, which is a Machloikis, between the Rambam and the Raivin, Lemaisa, Even if you want to say it's deraisa, but again, it's only from the Suah, not from Erisin. So what do you own it for? For what is there a moment that you're saying, Kmar Abdul Shari Bechamaroi? What is there a kinyan for? So who you have to say, Pshad is that you own it for what? For Tashmish. The fact that you can use it for certain things, Mashal, I can have a pen, and I have a right to use it every day for Shir. That means I have a right to use your pen, I made a kinyan with you, and I have a schus Tashmish to use it every day. But the fact that I can use it every day, that makes it mine. We're basically shutfas in this. I can own it for certain things. See here also in Isha, since I can use it for certain things, Tashmish, Babiya, therefore, who did I own it? I own it for Tashmish. That is my ownership. And that's Mamash Losh on the Ramam. It's Peri. I own it. It's used. I can use it for certain things. Who is reforged that way in the Gemara, in the Dharam, Chaf HaBeis, the Gemara says, the Choma hold, that you can do whatever you want to your wife within Tashmish. And the Gemara brings a marshal. She's like Basa, like dog, she's like meat or fish. The Gemara says, one. You can cook it, or roast it, or boil it, salt it. Explain the Shita, what's Pshat? Why the Torah hikna like a chepza knuya b'domim? Zok the Shita, why the Torah is magnet like domim, like money? And Zok the Shita, that's marshal a boss of a dog. You own it for Tashmish. There is a kinyan over here. And you own it for certain things. There is a moment that's fully for this aspect. And Tosfos Rosh, also in that hay, in the Kedushin says, what is kinyan kasboy explains? Kimon shemoyshol le'a mushubedes lo yimikwe kinyan kasboy. Since you rule over her and she's Meshubit, which the Chodesh Shubit is the Tashmish, therefore it's Kinyan Kasboy. First we see you learn it's Kinyan Kasboy, again not like Rashi, Kinyan Ayidei Kesev, or Smachtav Amoy, learns it literally Kinyan Kesev. Void, what is it? The Indian that you can have Tashmish with her, that is the ownership. You can ask a Shaila, if that is the only ownership you have, is this Indian of Tashmish, when is it Mutter? From Erisin, from the Suin? So we say in the bracha, "Hitilano is in the suas, matilu in the suas, v'aslan the sarusas from Eretz Yisrael, the suan is mutter." So if it's only mutter from the suan, how can you say that the kinyan kasbei from Eretz? So Betzem, this kinyan, Rashi Ksubas Zayin Obeis, Rashi says this whole iser from Eretz is only midrabbanan. That's what we pass on the halacha, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. This whole iser is midrabbanan. Fine, but at least bezmanazeh lechura it is also. So do you have a kinyan bezmanazeh mishat erusin? But oid, even mishat a Torah, was there a chiyuv of a na min a Torah from erusin? Only there was a heter. Once you made a kedushin, there was a heter, but the chiyuv from nesuin. If not, what is the difference between erusin and nesuin? What is nesuin doing? Bringing her into Yerushas, you had everything beforehand. So rather the whole chiyuv I know, the minchas chiluf brings down the mitzvah involved. He quotes it, but he ends up saying that erich lamid the chiyuv I know even min a Torah is only from nesuin. It's only from the suin. So even in a Torah, how can you say you own it from now? So Lezio the Finkel, the Eliezer, says in Ksubis, Simon Aleph, and Oizvav, and in Dorim, Simon Yud, that Avada, when you make Kedushin to an Isha, the Kedushin, when you make Erisin, that is for Eino now. What's Pshat? You own it now, for when it's not when you're doing the suin. It's Chala from the suin. Basically, I can own your pen, I buy it now for Sunday. I mean, I get to use it every Sunday. I'm buying it now for later, and it brings to the Raya. So the Gemara says in Ksubis and Vavim Beis, when you say Harei Ak Mekdeshli, Amanash Ein Lecha Ksus Vayna, Kedushin you don't have to her Ksus Vayna. This is the Tnai's bottle. Why? Because the Master Masha Kosu Batayor. You made a Tnai against what the Torah says. Now Kedushin and I know has nothing to do with each other. I know the link from Shasta Suin. How can we Master Masha Kosu Batayor? Elamayzok the Divrei Eliezer Pshat is that Pshat Erusin you have a there's a chiyuv hayna from the suin, but the kinyan is right now from Erusin. The kinyan is right now from Erusin. That is what the kinyan of kinyan mamon is. It's interesting. Nachmina Lalocha, the Ramosha says in the Archaim Chalak Gimel Simul Lamenches when someone's mekabel Shabbos, the Baal's mekabel Shabbos early, can you tell his wife to malach of him? She says since the owner says and even if the owner is the owner only medrabanan for ma'aseh deha, but since you own her. So Maisa, the halacha is by an Eved Oral. An Eved Oral cannot do a malacha of you because you own it. Who would in the Isha, when you Kabbalah Shabbos early, she cannot do a malacha of you. She's not worse than the Eved. So this is the ownership in her once you own her. He wants a machalik whether you want even Kabbalah Shabbos in the summer you make it early because you want to make Shabbos early, we want to do it later. But this concept that you own it makes nafkamina if you can tell her to do malacha. The Shev the Levi, Bavosna, he quotes the Moshe, and he argues and says, Avada, Poshut, Le'inin Zeh, She'en Eknuyeloi, this concept. For Shabbos, Avada, he says, you do not own her. Of course, she is not yours. Avada, she can do malacha for you. But over there, he also says, well, once he does daven in a minyan, the husband, for whatever reason, even if making this in the summer, he says, make it early Shabbos. Once he daven in the minyan, since just like in the city, there's only one shul, and the way of the mekabel Shabbos, the mir goes after the rav, who it did, since you're the ikar, the bias, once you mekabel Shabbos, your whole bnei basically has to go after you, and they cannot do malacha anymore once you mekabel Shabbos. That means if you go to the camp, whatever, with Bungal Kali, once the Baal's Mekabal Shabbos with the shul, within the whole B'nai Beisai has to follow after. So just a sukkumah we said. No, he said any malacha. The Moshe is talking about malacha for her. Each one has a kula chum. The Moshe is talking about Mekabal Shabbos Tamazoy, place of Shabbos. He's saying cases when you Mekabal Shabbos with a minion, not Stam Mekabal. What did the word Kinyan Kaspoy does it mean? We have three pshat or either Kinyan Kaspoy is a smacht of Alma, the Ritva and Ksubas, or it means Mom and Mamish, which is, again, which is the Roshas or the Rajba and others, or it means like the Rashi, Ayyadei Momin. What, an Isha, what do you acquire in her, besides the Kinyan Isser? You acquire in her some Shita that hold the Taisus and the Rosh holds Mamish Momin, or you have the Ritva Shita, any Isha, Moina Shabbos, nothing at all, or you have the Rajba Shita's Momin, but except it's not New Rishas. But what this Indian of this inyan that you acquire her, what's the difference between the kinyan and the shibud? So the kinyan is something that you can't be stopped, the shibud is something that can be stopped. In fact, we kind of, why don't we say tanim mazui for an eved? So Taisha said that's mishum ikuno, because it applies to an eved. And the Yeshua says, look, the shibud is any shimana shabal, because the eved, the ikur is the iser, and the male ikur afterwards the moment. What moment are we talking about? We're talking about the moment of tashmish, and that's what you own it for. And when it's a chal, it's chal b'shas oino. It's Chal B'Shas Erusin with the knife from the suin. Now this Indian that your own wife, Avada, you don't treat her k'moy avdo yishrei v'chamoyoi. Of course, she's not forgotten, not something you just use. It's like the Rambam says, in fact, as well in Ishus, that a person has a tzivoy, the commandment, she'odim mechabit, it's ishto yoysim egufoy, v'oivik egufoy, m'yushlei momen habay, v'tei vosoy, k'vi mabit tei vosoy, k'vi hamomen, v'lo yotil Allah, eme yisero, v'yadibo yimoy v'nachos, they also like a person should treat his wife covered, mechaber gufa, over mechaber yosim gufa. The person may be zeicher in the future when we get married, all of us to mekayim mitzvahs kedasa kitem.